Welcome to Event Planner TV. Today we have a famous event industry blogger and trend watcher in our studio, Julius Solaris from eventmanagerblog.com. Julius made 10 predictions on how the event industry will change over the next year. I'm curious to have a look at the future with him and discuss some of the most important trends he foresees. Hi, Julius. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, we are going to talk about the event trends you foresee. So let's pick some of them to talk about. The first one that made me very curious is crowdfunding is the new ticketing. What do you mean with that?
There's a growing tendency in using crowdfunding to, use communities basically to support product ideas and get funding in different ways than the usual financial ways, and that sort of process is now being applied to events as well. So I can throw my event idea in on these communities and get the support of people pledging to attend the event on these platforms, and it's a great innovation for events, especially for those events that are new, or those event planners that are just starting out and they're not too sure about.
Because you're not taking the risks upfront.
Exactly, yeah. It's a great risk diminishing strategy, and you can definitely test how the market reacts to your idea before actually engaging into or committing to any financial expense. So it's a great way to validate your idea without even risking it.
The same thing, crowdfunding. You also mentioned that that's the future for speakers, but how does it work there?
Well, in that case, we're talking more about crowdsourced speakers, and definitely, I guess in that sense, what I mean by that, it's to involve people in the planning of the event, and speakers okay. is just an aspect of that, because, we want to stimulate people to attendees to actually decide more on the event. Why? Because that usually increases the customer satisfaction, so the attendee satisfaction, because they feel more involved with the choices, more committed to them, and as a result, they tend to be more, they tend to become more advocates of the event and to share more of the good word about it. And crowdsourced speakers is just a prime example of that, because by allowing people to vote for who mm-hmm. they want to perform at the event, you're effectively giving the opportunity to decide who they will listen to, rather than having one person to pick the speakers that we may think are good for our audience. But obviously, our audience are grown-ups and they can decide by themselves.
Another quite remarkable thing you were mentioning is cut out the middleman. What do you mean with that? Because I can imagine event agencies won't like to hear that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I always get a lot of weird looks when I say that at events because, effectively there's a new breed of services that are marketplaces where, you can definitely find the service or the supplier you're looking for in a direct way. So you don't have to pass through intermediaries and agencies that, sort of inflate the price. I guess we're getting used to pick our hotels, pick our holidays online, and in the same fashion as B2B consumers, we should be able to pick our vendors, locations, venues, and so forth online, being able to choose between different offers as well. Because, at the end of the day, it's about reducing the price. Obviously, there will always be a place for intermediaries, but maybe their role is changing as well.
So you do see a future for event agencies?
There will always be a future. I mean, it's guiding people to make the best choice, especially people that don't have a lot of time, will always be there. But, for those, again, that are maybe starting out, don't have a lot of budget, these kind of solutions are amazing.
Another trend that got mm-hmm. my attention watching your list were the smart badges. What's that all about?
I believe that badges are actually one of the most underutilized weapon, I call them, that we have at events, because you can do a lot of things with them, but nobody has actually ever thought about using them in a smart way. Thanks to existing technologies such as RFID, NFC, you can now have intelligent badges, because you can just swipe them to readers around the event points. Smart points, as I call them, that actually do actions for you. So you can say, for example, send a tweet automatically just by swiping the badge. Or you can
that's
like,
funny, yeah.
Absolutely, you could like a session, for example, on Facebook, just by swiping it in a reader. Or you can send pictures automatically through the badge, or tweet them, or update them on Facebook. So there's a number of actions that you can do offline with badges. And the importance of that for them professionals is that they are incredible passive content generators for your events. So you don't actually have your attendees to tell you to hold on to their mobile phone. You're just inviting them to basically create content for you constantly during the event.
Okay, maybe for the last trend, I let you pick one. What last trend would you like to discuss?
Well, that's an interesting question. Obviously, crowdsourced speakers is actually my favorite and one of the ones that I tend to pick a lot. I also like the concept of sponsors reaching out to planners. And there's a lot of communities where you can now post your event and get sponsors to actually support it. Obviously, you go on these websites and you create a media profile, the sort of attendees that will attend your event. You jot down some numbers and you immediately get referred a number of sponsors that are actually could be interested in sponsoring your event. And that's a fantastic matchmaking opportunity. And it's especially important for those events that have been around for a while, or those events that have quite a digital presence. Because I mean, at the end of the day, it's just all gain. It's a new avenue to make more revenue. And these times of crisis, it's always important to look at these kind of technologies.
Julius, I really want to thank you for joining our show.
Absolutely, it's been my pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching, and I hope to see you next time.